This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Some mornings feel like fall. I'm talking early mornings because by late morning, it's summer again. Hello, I'm ready for summer to move along. Get along now, get along now. See you next year. Thanks for the memories. Oh, monsoon was a bust at our place near the banks of the Ojolote. And that creek, that riparian corridor, flowed for one day. One day. And unless we get some substantial rainfall over the next few months, that corridor is going to look pretty bleak next spring. But that's months away. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm buying trouble here. And I'm whining about summer and monsoon. Make up your mind, Petey. Those are two different things, two different gods or goddesses. Well, they're sort of associated, but okay, they're separate. All right, I'm done. I mean, we got enough rain in July to make grasses and forbs grow, and we are still busy mowing those grasses and forbs as they dry out. I mean, you need a good cleared area around your homestead in case some Yahoo, if you go to the Petey Mesquite Growing Native Glossary, Yahoo equals nincompoop. If some Yahoo lights up the old burn barrel on a breezy day, I mean, who doesn't love the smell of burning plastic and smoldering paper? Over the years, so many local fires can be traced to burn barrels or trash piles. I'll pray to the goddess that looks over those yahoos and hope it does some good. And I won't light a candle. But listen, summer is lingering. Monsoon still teases. So I can do this. Hey, sometimes I get opportunities to sell native plants in locations other than farmers markets. It's fun to load our truck and head a new direction, a new location. One day recently, as I picked through plants and decided who would go on the truck, I was reminded of my previous musical career that involved loading a truck with equipment and instruments and driving to a new location. This was in the 1970s. So it was a while ago, early Anthropocene. But anyway, if we were lucky in this musical career, if we were lucky, it would be a 2 or 3 or 4 night stand, but there were times when it was a one-night gig, and then you load the truck and head to the next gig. You just hope that folks will show up and like what you do. With a truckload of plants, you know, it's the same. Anyway, a couple fun plant sale gigs of recent. A sale in Sierra Vista where I spoke for a bit. You know, I say scientific names loudly and gesture grandly. And then after I did my little talk, I sold plants. But even more recently, Ms. Mesquite and I drove a truckload of plants to Rodeo, New Mexico. So down to Douglas with this load of plants and then head northeast, first through the San Bernardino Valley and then into the San Simon Valley, valleys that are between the Pedro Grosso Chiricahuas and Pelencillos. Is it beautiful? Oh, yeah. And we told ourselves that if we sell most of the plants in the truck, we could go home going up and over the Chiricahuas. And we did. We sold many plants to some serious plant people, aficionados, enthusiasts, plant geeks. And by late afternoon, we headed upslope in our near-empty truck. We picked up a couple soda pops in Portal, Arizona, and cruised at a slow speed into the hills. The afternoon lighting was glorious, and we'd done that road so many times. We reminisced of plants or animals seen at certain spots, a snake, a bear, a bunch of turkeys. And, of course, late summer and the Sky Island is so colorful with wildflowers. I mean, mountain oxeye, gilia multiflora. It's not gilia anymore, but violet flowers covered slopes as if someone had taken a paintbrush and just covered the slope violet. Paintbrush, red paintbrush stood out in pine duff. A wonderful surprise was the tall, leggy shrub deerbrush, or Ceanothus integermus, spikes of white flowers atop the branches. Oh, yeah. You know, where slopes, whole drainages were full of Ceanothus integermus. It was great. Ceanothus species have marvelous round-celled capsules that pop open when they're dry. So you need to be there. If you want those seeds, you got to time it. Get those capsules right before they pop open. So I got to go back. I mean, I grew that species years ago, and it was fun. But on up into the hills, with a brief stop to gather ripening cones of the border pinion, and then up and over the mountains in fading light, headed toward home after a successful gig with a truckload of native plants. "We got to go back into those hills," I said to Ms. Mosquito. "They're beautiful." She turned and said, "Yeah, they are." "Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native."